You're listening to the audio production of This Time Around by Denise Hunter, Melissa Ferguson, and Kathleen Fuller, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Kayla Jackson.
A Summer Detour by Denise Hunter. Chapter 1. Allie Adams shoved the last red rose into the gaping vase and eyed the massive arrangement of blood and thorns with a scowl. The fragrance of flowers permeated the back of the blooms and buds, reminding her of funerals, Georgia summers, and broken hearts. "See, looky there." Charlotte Jackson's grin lit up her rich brown face as she swept in from the storefront. "And I didn't even have to do triage this time, or bring you a paper bag." "I didn't hyperventilate." Allie blotted her pricked finger, the blood a bright spot against her pale skin. "I just got a little woozy. And how did a flower with spikes become the international symbol for love, anyway?" Charlotte lifted a perfectly arched brow. "You tell me. And what happened this time? I told you to wear gloves, girl." "I forgot. I was a little distracted. By the other 5 arrangements that need to be done in..." She checked her watch as she joined Allie at the work table. "Half an hour? Hey, don't blame me. I'm just the summer help." Allie's real job, teacher's assistant for a local elementary school, gave her summers off. She arranged the fern fronds and baby's breath to best set off the 2 dozen roses. Some poor guy needed forgiveness in a bad way. "It's just this trip," Allie continued. "I'm kind of dreading it." "Your grandparents' anniversary party? I thought your family was close." "Unlike mine." Charlotte smirked as she gathered a bunch of hydrangeas and went to work on an arrangement. "No wonder my parents wanted me to be a psychologist. Probably hoped I'd come back and fix them. As if." Allie was looking forward to seeing her family this weekend. It wasn't that. Despite the fact she had moved to Atlanta 7 years ago, her parents and big sister remained in close contact. Her grandparents were wonderful. Their Pennsylvania farmhouse spacious and cozy. "We are close. We just... it's hard to explain." The bell on the shop's door jingled. "To be continued." Charlotte set down a stem of snapdragons and went to wait on the customer. Allie's phone vibrated in her pocket. She brushed off her hands and checked the screen. "Hey, Mom. What's up?" "I just finished packing." A zipping sound accentuated the words. "But I wanted to call and remind you about your flight tomorrow." "Have you packed?" Allie rolled her eyes. It was a wonder she managed to brush her teeth without a reminder. "I didn't forget. Not that she'd started packing. Hadn't done her laundry yet, either. But there was still plenty of time." "Well, you remember that one time. I was 18, Mom. And I just forgot about the time change. You missed Olivia's college grad..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?